Thank you for joining us on More Than That, a podcast where we dive a little bit deeper into what was preached on Sunday morning. We hope that this is enriching to your walk with Christ and that you love God and people that much more so that we can extend the glory of God to the people he has placed in our lives. So buckle up and enjoy the conversation.
Hey guys, this is More Than That, where we take some time to interview the pastor who preached on Sunday, just to glean a little bit more concerning the subject that he preached on. And this week we had Pastor Eddie Williams coming from San Andreas Island, one of the church plants that we are privileged to pray for, support. So today I have Pastor Eddie, and in fact, we're on our way to go drop him off at the airport. And so this is Pastor Raphael and
Pastor Eddie Williams.
Eddie Williams. So, Eddie, we always ask this one question. If you had 10 more minutes and you had, or maybe just like things that like after the service that were really just kind of stirring up in you, what would you say and what would it be? We just want to be able to kind of like even just clean a little bit more out of just this theme. It is finished. Be clean.
Okay. What I would like to say, if I would have the opportunity again to go back over this message that we dealt with yesterday, is that to hearken back a little bit, not, I said that in Creole, a little bit on Jude 24. I'm going to read it right now, but I just want to reinforce the major thing that we talk about in Be Clean. That the major point was that God cleanses us, but we oftentimes stay on the cleansing side of what God has done. We don't take time to focus also on why God cleanses us, on the continual cleansing of God. And I think that in Jude 24, it helps us to process that information a lot more better. So I want to read Jude 24 for us. If I would have another opportunity to close out that sermon, this is the way I would have closed out this sermon. Now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory without blemish and with great joy.
Wow.
And then in verse 25, he says, to the glory of God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now and forever.
Yeah.
Meaning that God does not have only the power, or God has not only shown us his power by cleansing us, but he's so sovereign and he's so powerful that even when he cleanses us, he keeps on cleansing us so that we can stand blameless in his presence, in spite of the presence of sin.
Yeah.
That's a powerful thought.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, that's just you saying that just makes me remember also the passage on Ephesians chapter 5. When he's talking about husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. So he died for her to what?
Cleanse her.
To cleanse her and to present her what?
Blameless.
Blameless. That's so good. I just had not even thought about that. That's really good. So this theme of cleansing. And I love, like, maybe could you dive a little bit deeper into, you mentioned the whole idea that there's the objective side of this, which is actually like the theoretical side of this. But then there's the subjective side of this. There's the, so somebody who basically maybe would say, I believe that Christ died to cleanse us, but I don't feel clean.
Wow.
How do we deal with that?
That's good. The basis of our entire series in It Is Finished is based upon the 12 things according to Sam Storms, that Christ did for us to clean us from our sins, or what Christ did for us to our sin. And he mentioned in his book, in the section of the chapter 4 of that book, he said that David desires not only an objective standing before God, but also a subjective standing before God. And Sam Storm said that subjective standing is the joy, the gladness of Christ cleansing in our life. As we live even in the presence of a dirty, stained, filled type of world, and even our life, we have that subjective experience. We can have that subjective experience, rather, that Jesus Christ has cleansed us. That even when we feel dirty, when we feel like we are broken, when we feel that we are messed up, or when we are messed up, we can still experience that joy. That's what David said in Psalm 51. He said that even when my bones are broken, when my bones are crushed, he said that I want to have that joy. I want to have that rejoicing, that gladness. So he asked God to create in him a clean heart, and a humble spirit. And that, I think, is what it means to have that objective experience. That Jesus did not only save us universally, in the sense, or objectively, in the sense that we have that standing before God, but even at this moment where we are struggling with our sins, where we are struggling with being a good dad, struggling to be a good father, struggling to be even a person that represents Christ as an ambassador, we have that subjective experience that we have joy in the presence of all of these struggles.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, I love that. The whole idea that this is not something that just like remains in the air. It also is something that touches into our lives. Mm-hmm. That touches into our lives. And what he has done is something that he wants to do in all of us. Mm-hmm. In all of us. Well, man, thank you so much for sharing the word of God with us. And just, Psalm 51, I could really read that over and over. What blew me away about it is that there is a way in which David is asking God, the maker of the heavens and earth, the creator of everything, that when we feel dirty, when we feel like when our hearts have betrayed us and they've led us astray, led us into deep depth of sin, David says, create in me. Like, as in, like, God, I know you can create everything. David boasts about God creating universes, like the universe, like in Psalm 8. You know, he's like, man, in Psalm 19, the heavens declare your glory, right? Wow. And then in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Like Psalm 139, intricately woven. Like he makes us in. So there is almost like a way in which he's calling that same creator. That you can truly make me clean. Create in me. And so there is a way in which, like, man, he has created everything, so therefore he can create in me, and I can surely know, you know. And there's a lot of moments where subjectively I have felt cleansed. But sometimes I feel dirty, a lot of times, but every single time, it's like, that's now like where just grace. He is able to create and recreate us. That's actually like, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. What about tomorrow? It still remains current. The old is gone. It means that your yesterday gets enveloped by the old is gone, the new has come. When is the new come? It comes every single time. If any man thirst, let him come. Like, there is almost like a way in which there is the same God who cleansed us from our sins 2,000 years ago continues to cleanse us. So My one last question that I had for you, Pastor Eddie, is when you came, how can we as City Church be praying for you guys? Just be praying for you guys as you continue in San Andres to, first of all, you as a family, and then also as the church as well. What are some of the things that, like, I know some people would love to just take, put them in front of God on a daily basis. How can we be praying for you guys?
First, as a family, I think the most important or urgent need that we have for prayer is that you brothers and sisters that are listening to this more than that podcast, pray for our family to be able to have that sustenance under the grace of God.
Yeah.
And that we can continue to run this race that the Lord has called us to run. Pray for my wife and I and my two sons so that the Lord will give us the grace and the strength to continue to pursue His glory and His work as we continue to work for His glory. Second, as a church, to pray for us to be able to continue the different phases that we are in. Right now, we are trying to build and establish home groups so that this phase of church planting will be cemented and we will see growth that we want to see in the area of discipleship. So we pray for that so that we will have that that wisdom and receive the different resources that will build the church in that area.
That's good. That's good. Well, we'll definitely be praying for you guys about all that. And I'm just so glad that at least these are some of the things that are important. The health of your family and the health of the church and people growing deeper in knowing Christ. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us for More Than That. Once again, this is an addition to, not a supplementation to the sermon that was preached. So make sure you listen to it, and we pray that it will change and transform you. Otherwise, we pray that you have a great week. Thank you.